13 Days of Halloween, Penance, a co-production of iHeart 3D Audio, Blumhouse Television, and Grim and Mild from Aaron Mankey. Headphones recommended. Listener discretion advised.
Let go of me. I can walk myself.
Stop struggling.
Where are you taking me? This is the dungeon, isn't it? It is a legit fucking dungeon. You're not putting me in there. You are not throwing me in some random room.
Не случайно. Это твоя.
Ow!
Welcome home.
Fuck you!
Мы будем скучать, Вадим.
Hey! Get back here! Can you at least turn on some lights? Okay, okay. This is a trick, like a psychological torture or something. They're not gonna leave me here. It's obviously some Geneva Convention violation. Let me out! Ugh. Maybe I could get my hand through this slot on the door. If it wasn't sealed shut. Come on, you can't leave me here. This is inhumane. I swear I won't do anything else. Please? Okay, fine, I'm sorry. Seriously, I'll never do it again, and I'll do whatever you ask me to do. Oh my God. They're just gonna leave me here. They're just gonna leave me here, and I'm gonna lose my fucking mind. Dirt floor. Stone walls. Oh my God, is that mold? Not even a fucking mattress. It's like a morgue slab. Please? I don't belong here!
No one's listening.
Huh? Who said that? Hello? And now I'm hearing things.
Food!
Hello? Hello? Hi! Hi!
Food!
Can you turn on the lights at least? I can't see anything in here. And the tray just goes right on the floor. Gross. Ugh. It smells horrible. Damn it!
Tray.
Hey, I swear to God, I'll never try to escape again. Just please, don't keep me in here. Just say something, please. Just say anything, please.
Try.
No, please. Come on.
Try.
Fine, you want the tray? Take it.
Food.
Oh, God. More of this? You know what? I take it all back. I'm gonna get out of here, and I'm gonna find you. And I'm gonna kill you! How about that, huh?
You should probably eat. They're only going to feed you once a day.
Hey, I hear you! Where are you? Are you real? Hello?
Shh, but they're listening now. If you want to talk, get closer to the wall.
How about now?
That's better.
Where are we?
You're in solitary. You can yell all you want, but they won't respond.
Yeah, I think I figured that out. So there's really no way out of here?
Just the door. When the slot opens, slide that tray out, and they'll put more food on it. If you wait too long, you won't get another chance for a whole day.
I'm not sure I want another chance.
Tell me, is your tray made of metal?
What?
Your food tray. Is it metal?
Yeah, it is.
How fascinatingly careless.
Did you try to escape too?
I'm not here because I'm being punished.
Okay, so why are you here?
Do you believe that there are worlds between worlds?
Worlds between worlds?
If you really want to know, this story may take time.
Seems like we got plenty of it.
It really all started as a game. I was in school. And you know, kids being kids. I just wanted to fit in.
Five times in a row. Ready?
Monik. 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 Monik.
Chicken shit.
Whatever, you do it then.
I don't have to do anything. You're the chicken shit, chicken shit.
No, you're the chicken shit.
Whatever, give me the money. You made a bet.
I'm not giving you anything unless you try it.
Screw you.
Boo!
I don't know what compelled me to do it. Maybe I just wanted to show off. Make them like me. Monok, Monok. Monok.
Oh, shit.
Monok.
Tamio's gonna do it.
Monok.
See? You shouldn't have been such a little...
And they were gone.
Uh-huh.
It was terrifying. I don't really know if I even processed what happened at the time.
So you're saying all of your friends vanished because you played Bloody Mary?
No. Not Bloody Mary. Something much better.
Then where did they all go?
I don't know. No one did. Eventually they stopped looking. But I didn't forget.
And that's why you're here?
Sort of.
You tried it again, didn't you?
Not until years later.
You are such a freak.
I probably should have just let it go.
I know you hear me, weirdo.
But I don't know.
Nobody wants you here. You make everyone uncomfortable. Do you understand that?
She'd done this every single day for weeks.
And what's the deal with your weird fucking sister?
I guess I was just done.
Is your entire family a bunch of freaks?
I'd said it before I even realized I was speaking. Monok, Monok.
What the fuck are you even saying?
Monok, Monok.
Oh my god, why don't you just save us all the trouble
and- Monok! It was just like before. Suddenly she was gone. So was everyone else.
Right.
I should sleep now.
Oh, okay. Hey, so when did these weird lights turn off?
Lights?
Yeah, it was like really dark when I got here, and now there's this weird blue light. I noticed it when I woke up.
Your eyes have adjusted. It's the mold on the walls.
Oh, yuck. It's not radioactive, is it?
Good night.
Good night.
Try.
Now, go.
Phone.
You'll start to feel when it's coming.
Like a circadian rhythm type of thing?
Maybe.
I guess it's good to have something to keep track of the time.
You know, I could get us both out of here.
How? Are you gonna spirit me away with your boogeyman?
The floor.
The floor is completely solid.
It's earth.
So, what, we tunnel out?
Just listen. Gather up some sand and try to pick out any big pieces. Just sand, okay?
Okay, sand, sure. Now what?
Put it on the tray.
Okay.
Now you need some water from the sink.
Tray. Food.
Ugh. Do we always get the same thing?
I think so.
Ugh, it's so mushy.
Ugh, I don't think I rinsed all the sand off.
So, this game that you play.
Monarch? Do you mean
Yeah, that. If you knew what was gonna happen, why did you do it?
At some point, I guess it became about something else.
You're not going to want breakfast or anything, right?
No.
Cool. Well, I'm going to take a shower. Just, like, take your time. But also, don't. You really can't stick around. You know what I mean?
Okay.
We're good, right? We both understand what this was.
There was something so disgusting about him. I could smell him on my skin. People can be so cruel. When I walked in and saw myself in the mirror, I think I was crying.
Hey, you're not about to take a piss while I'm in here, are you? There's a bathroom in the lobby you can use, you know? On the way out.
Monarch. Monarch.
Hello?
Monarch.
Are you saying something to me?
Monarch. Monarch.
So, survival.
He had hurt my sister.
What happened?
She was a lot more trusting. And fragile.
And so he disappeared too.
You're doing what I asked?
Rubbing mud on the tray.
Good. Just keep going until you can't anymore. And start again tomorrow.
Why am I doing this?
Because my tray is wooden.
Tray. Food.
God, it really is the same thing every day. How long have you been down here?
This time? A few months, I think. It's hard to tell.
And this isn't punishment for you?
I suppose it is, in a way. But that's not the intent. I am contained.
Right. Contained. I don't think I can do this today.
It's difficult to be down here, I know.
I don't know how you've done it for so long.
But it's nice to have someone to talk to.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I never believed in an afterlife until I started killing people. You asked me if I only did it for survival. I wasn't being completely truthful. I knew that it needed to be satisfied. Whatever it was speaking to me.
Listen to me, old man. Every goddamn day you come in here and ask for the same shit. We don't have the newspaper, okay? We are never gonna have the newspaper again, okay? No one buys it.
I buy it.
There's no more newspaper. I don't know what to tell you. Can you just pay for your coffee and leave already? Oh, Jesus Christ. Change, really? You fucking with me, old man?
I stood there at the door to the drink coolers. And it was there, behind my reflection.
Can you please just find another place to get coffee, please? Just take it, okay? Just take the coffee, Jesus Christ. Every day with this slow shit.
Sometimes the world is just better off without certain people in it. Plus, it was hungry. Monarch.
Stupid old man.
Monarch.
Newspaper. Who reads the fucking newspaper?
Monarch, Monarch. I guess you can figure out the next part. But there was something different this time. I felt loved.
Loved? By who?
Monarch. It needed me in a way that nothing had ever needed me. With my sister, I could never do enough. But with Monarch, I felt warm and cared about. Whatever Monarch was, we were connected. I could feel its joy and its satisfaction. It was sated, and it loved me for it. Do you know what it is to be loved?
I'm... I'm not sure, actually.
I hope that one day you will.
So wait, didn't anyone think that it was strange that the people near you were disappearing?
Well, eventually, I guess they did. I got greedy.
Greedy?
In your life, I bet there are people who've hurt you. Hurt people you care about. People you watch do horrible things with impunity. You can think of a few people like that, can't you?
Yeah, I can, actually. I absolutely can.
And what if they could just vanish? Nothing left to find. Gone. Forever. Nothing to point back to you. Just new life, looking forward, without them in it. What is that worth to you?
Huh. Maybe everything.
That's right. And people paid. I made the problems go away. Monarch 8. And more than money, my reward was endless, warm love. Pure and beautiful love. We had each other. It needed me as much as I needed it.
My wrist hurts.
That's okay. Maybe it's time to rest for a bit.
You still haven't really said why you're here.
Because I let them use me.
Use you?
As a weapon.
And you can assure us there won't be a trace left, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay.
Aren't you curious what he did?
No. They promised me that my sister and her family would be given safe harbor and escorted home.
Home? From where?
I'd rather not say. It doesn't really matter anyway, because they lied to me. It's always struck me how rich men love to lie. And how they love to meet in fancy hotels.
The board is going to eat me alive. You know that. The shareholders, too. I just need that one little weasel to get in line.
I understand.
We'll see. You know, I tried to explain things, get him to change his mind. If he goes to the press, we're done. I'm done. This is a lot of money.
Do you know what I find so interesting?
What?
All of this money and all of this blood to build a legacy. And I can take it down with just a whisper.
That's quite a talent.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad.
Kill the light! Secure the package now! Move!
Monarch!
Keep that gag in. Strap it on tight.
And that is how I got here.
How long ago was this?
I forget how many years.
Years? You've been down here for years? I thought you said months.
They let me out sometimes, when they need things done. In exchange, my sister stays safe. But I miss her.
Need things done? Like, people?
Yes. But it's been so long. I don't really remember the last time. Monarch is so hungry.
How often do they let you out?
Not enough. Not anymore. I can no longer feel its love or its warmth. I feel cold and empty. And I know it's there, abandoned and hungry. It hurts.
I'm sorry.
Tell me, what does the tray look like now, where you've been rubbing it?
It's hard to tell in this light.
Try to get it really close to the mold. I think it feeds off body heat.
Okay, here we go. It looks like it's getting brighter.
Can you see yourself?
Yes.
Perfect.
Holy shit! You're gonna do the thing, aren't you?
Tomorrow.
This is so fucking crazy. I'm not ready to die. Though, okay? I'm really not ready to die.
Do you understand what to do?
When the slot opens, just shove it out like normal.
And then just close your eyes. Tight, okay?
Swear this isn't gonna kill me, too.
You'll be on the other side of the door. It won't see a reflection. Just be ready.
Tray.
Tray it is.
Monarch, 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 monarch!
Monarch.
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 Monarch. Monarch.
Monarch.
Monarch.
It's okay. I didn't let it take you.
Where am I?
Just breathe. You're back.
Okay.
I want to thank you for helping me. And I want to give you something.
But what happened to the...
Listen. I'll let you feed him. But you can only do it once.
Feed him?
Only once. Remember that.
But I don't...
I have to go now.
Wait!
Her eyes are open. She's still alive. We need to get her up to medical, now.
Breach protocols elevated. Level 6, do you understand? Level 6!
Get her on her feet.
Stop it!
Where is she? The other one.
I don't know.
How did you survive this?
Obviously, she was allowed to.
Monarch.
What is she saying?
Monarch.
Monarch?
Monarch.
If that's what I think it is, then we better...
Monarch.
Allow me.
Oh yeah,
Diane. 13 Days of Halloween, Penance, starring Natalie Morales. Episode 3, Confinement, written by Matthew Riddle. Editing and sound design by Noemi Griffin. Featuring the voices of Aaron Astor, Laura Shine, Rachel Rosenblum, Steve B. Green, Joseph Whip, Chris Jai Alex, Alex Bowling, Raphael Corkill, Jay Jones, and Noah Feinberg. Directed by Alexander Williams. Executive producers Aaron Mankey, Noah Feinberg, Chris Dickey, Matt Frederick, and Alexander Williams. Supervising producers Trevor Young and Josh Thane. Producers Jesse Funk, Rima Ilkayali, Noemi Griffin, Chandler Mays, and Casby Bias. Script editing by Lauren Vogelbaum. Story consultants Ben Bolin and Matthew Riddle. Casting by Sunday Bowling CSA and Meg Mormon CSA. Production coordinator Wayna Calderon. Production assistants Jenna Johnson and Winona Lowe. Theme music by Rose Azerti, with vocals by Anna Humler. Recorded at This Is Sound Design Studios in Burbank, California. Engineered by Ross Arono. Special thanks to Romelia Osorio, Nathan Rule, Glenn Nishida, and Rob Mosca. 13 Days of Halloween was created by Matt Frederick and Alexander Williams and is a production of iHeart Podcasts, Blumhouse Television, and Grim and Mild from Aaron Mankey. Learn more about the show at grimandmild.com/13days and find more podcasts from iHeartRadio by visiting the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Happy Halloween.